The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Well, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and it seems that the pandemic, ferocious, mysterious, unseen monster, has taken a dead aim at Union Rescue Mission, is what it seems like.
A discussion beyond the headlines.
Our courts continue to release people under these more flexible orders that is jeopardizing public safety. It's kind of like when you flush your toilet, you know, the water stops running after the bowl refills. Well, in this particular case, they continue to run the water, but there's no reason anymore to let any water out.
With and about newsmakers who impact our lives.
So under these current circumstances, we see that people are spending 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with their live-in partners. And people aren't used to seeing those their partners quite that much. And this is a situation that's bound to produce some difficulties and some conflict.
On AM 870, The Answer.
Well, we start, as we do each week, with our At the Heart of the Homeless Crisis segment. And joining us, as always, is Andy Bales, Union Rescue Mission CEO. Andy, thank you for taking time to be with us.
You're welcome, Larry. Thank you.
Give us an update. Where are we? We're obviously, I guess, in the middle of a pandemic. What is the latest over at Union Rescue Mission? How are you dealing?
Well, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and it seems that the pandemic, ferocious, mysterious, unseen monster, has taken a dead aim at Union Rescue Mission, is what it seems like. We have a total now of 97 positive. The only good part of that, the only good news in that, is 72% have no symptoms whatsoever. That means 24 of the 97 have had no, 24 have had symptoms. Only 24 of the 97 have had symptoms of any kind. 73 have not. Unfortunately, of that 24 who've had symptoms, you remember that we lost a dear beloved team member early, our first case of COVID positive, first case on Skid Row, Gerald Shimoro. And he passed away April 7th. As soon as Gerald tested positive, we immediately began to decompress our building. We sent 27 guys from his floor out of our building to safer private lodging through the county. As soon as we had our first case of another case on the second floor, we also decompressed our building. But the thing is that as soon as we learned that Gerald was positive, we began asking the county to decompress our building, lessen the number of people. We asked that the 60 most vulnerable elderly and frail men and women be moved out, the 60 most vulnerable frail women be moved out. But when the second cases came on our second floor, we immediately cried out, and the County Department of Health and Department of Health Services showed up and began decompressing our building. Over 180 people left our building and went out to privacy and lodging off-site for safety. And yet the COVID-19 tracked even some of those folks who left our building without COVID-19 safe and sound. And we just moved them to get them out of harm's way. But COVID-19 still caught up with them. And we had a gentleman, I misspoke because of misinformation last week. I said that we had no other cases of serious illness or critical illness, but I learned Saturday that we had a man who had moved out because he was frail, and on April 10th, and then on April 16th, he was hospitalized with COVID-19, and unfortunately, he passed away on Saturday. So of the 24 people impacted with symptoms. We have lost two precious souls to COVID-19. And now we're getting weekly testing, both of our staff and our guests. No other site on Skid Row, no other mission is getting universal testing. Though that's partially why our numbers are so high. Also partially why our numbers are so high is because we had the most people under roof. We had about 1,000 under our roof when we started, and now we're below 400. Everybody else has been moved off-site for safer lodging and private quarters through the Department of Public Health. Also, I tested last Tuesday with the firemen on Skid Row, and I have not gotten my results back. So it seems that when you test on Skid Row, the results are delayed, or at least mine are delayed. Even so, I'm going to go out and test again with the firemen on Skid Row. So I think the numbers are going to increase. Unfortunately, I hope the numbers don't increase. I hope Union Rescue Mission remains the most impacted of any site. And I hope through all of our efforts with the Department of Health and the Department of Public Health Services that we've corralled, for the most part, this vicious, mysterious, unseen monster.
Andy Bales with this Union Rescue Mission. Describe the new normal. Last week you had mentioned, for example, that you need to use paper towels when cleaning and not rags. Walk us through a little bit of how the cleaning procedures have changed, the things that you are doing now at Union Rescue Mission to try to keep this from expanding.
Well, we started all those from the beginning, and we've learned and adapted as we've gone. I don't know if you saw the 60 Minutes special, but even the military did their darndest to keep it out of Cheyenne Mountain, to keep it off the Air Force carrier, to keep it off of the Mercy ship. And they were not successful, as meticulous as they were, but we've stepped it up. Rags only. We've disinfected, not only deep cleaned, but also disinfected all of our dorms, doing our courtyard right now, the first floor courtyard. We've played a chess match with, I won't say the devil, but we've played a chess match with a roaring lion. We now have all of our negative men from the second floor in a specially designed isolation room by out of our boardroom, our second floor boardroom, and our staff cafeteria and our staff restrooms. And we have all the positive cases of COVID-19 in our sprung structure, which used to house 120 women. Those women are now up on our fifth floor, and we've moved our COVID positive men to the quarantine. And thankfully, all weekend, no other symptoms developed. But then our negative men are on the second floor. So not only have we stepped up cleaning efforts, we just posted another sign. Please check in, check your fever, take a health assessment before you enter our building. And I want to tell you, Larry, that no other health facility, even perhaps some nursing homes with the help of the National Guard now, but even hospitals in the area are not checking their staff weekly, are not checking their nursing staff weekly, are not taking their nursing staff's temperature and doing a health assessment out of fear that many might have to drop out and not be able to help in this battle. So I feel honored that Union Rescue Mission our staff is being specially protected, temperatures checked, tested weekly. And although I know not all of us feel like it's an honor, we really are doing our best to keep everyone under our roof safe. And we're just the same faith that allowed us to continue to welcome people no matter what and behave like a hospital is going to carry us through this, though we've been badly wounded. And I will say it's been humbling. And I shared last week that it's been humbling to the point that we really have nowhere else to go but God.
Andy Bales with us, Union Rescue Mission. Andy, I hear your story. Talk with us a moment about the city's efforts to house individuals in motels. That seems to have had some success. How has that been going?
Well, it's very successful for the 180 or so that we were able to send out to be housed in those hotels. I know there was some pushback from communities that didn't want those hotels in their neighborhood, but they've been a bit delayed because of that pushback. But I will say they've been a great benefit to Union Rescue Mission. We've been able to send out our most at-risk and vulnerable to those hotels, and we're very thankful for them.
And are you hoping, I think you've mentioned it before, that when this pandemic has moved past its peak, it isn't a situation where individuals go back out on the streets? You're hoping that these motels lead to bridge housing, then to full housing?
That's absolutely my hope. We'll see if that all works out. We've had some people want to come back to Union Rescue Mission. We had three little ladies spend one night in a hotel and then said they wanted to go home, and they found their own way back to Union Rescue Mission. We've had others desire to come back, but we hope with everything we have that people who are in hotels now will never return to the streets. They'll actually move on to transitional housing, as you described, and affordable housing.
You know, you're on the front lines there. A lot of people are at home in the safety of their homes. Maybe to them it's just some cabin fever. They'd like to get out. You're facing the real pandemic right on the front lines. What other words would you use to describe it? I mean, is it scary?
It is scary. Every one of us have had to face fear, stare it down and make a decision to keep on working in what is a COVID-19 hotspot. We've taken every precaution you can, but it still could get us. And it's really, really totally up to the Lord. And we know the Lord's in control. And even if I picked out a song tomorrow, Blessed Be Your Name, He gives and takes away. He gives and takes away. And even still, I choose to stay. He gives and takes away. So if the Lord chooses to take me at this time, I'm ready. But I have to admit it's been the toughest, most challenging, horrific ordeal. And I just learned my brother in a nursing home back in Iowa City is in intensive care on a ventilator, and they've tested him for COVID-19. But it's likely other issues, including COPD and a long battle with COPD. But it hit close to home. This was a tough weekend.
Yeah, indeed. All right, share the website.
URM.org. You can give a gift of any amount. No amount is too large or small. We could not do this life-saving, life-changing work without you. So URM.org and make a gift of any amount. Thank you, Larry.
Stay safe.
Thank you. Bye, you too.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.